Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is healthcare news you can use. On this week's show, back to school season means getting kids back into a routine. That involves healthy eating and sleeping. We'll run down what you need to know, in particular if your child has a developmental disorder. Plus, for the adult chefs out there, we'll tell you how to properly prepare your avocado to avoid hand injuries. Yes, it's a real thing, avocado hand. And finally, we'll tell you about a cancer care innovation at OSF that's helping chemotherapy patients maintain their confidence. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD. It's a common disorder in kids, and with it often comes sleep issues like anxiety, resistance to falling asleep, or not being able to nod off even if you want to. And if your kiddo doesn't sleep well, they could be moody and not able to focus the next day in school. Dr. Kristen Mock is a family practice physician at OSF who specializes in ADHD and pediatric sleep.
If your child has ADHD, there is a high likelihood they have a comorbid sleep dysfunction and a comorbid mental health dysfunction. So I think we need to treat the whole of the child and make sure that we've looked at all of those reasons that people can have concentration deficits and treat all of that to give them the best potential.
Tips for better sleep include putting down the electronic devices before bed and going to bed and waking up at the same time each day. Most kids need 7 to 9 hours of sleep per day. For teens with ADHD, aim for 8 to 10 hours. Also, talk to your child's pediatrician about if medication side effects are impacting sleep. Summer means more junk food than usual as families hit fairs and vacation spots. Fall is the time to hit the reset button on you and your kids' diet. Gina Rich is a dietitian at OSF. She works with cancer patients, but her advice can apply to everyone. If you're reading food labels and see a lot of ingredients you don't recognize, consider skipping that food.
A lot of the ultra-processed foods will have a large amount of saturated fat, which is also known as the bad fat. And that fat is linked with higher risk of developing heart disease, also diabetes, and a lot of other health risk issues. The additives, food dyes, and sugar and fat combined can put us at an increased risk for developing cancer and other various diseases as well. That a lot of the products in these foods can actually increase almost like an addictive behavior, right? So they can release brain chemicals that make us feel good, feel happy, and then bring us back down, kind of like that addictive behavior. So a lot of these foods can cause one to want to continue them, and it worsens their health overall.
Rich says even words like natural or organic on a food label might be deceptive. Instead, opt for lean meats, seafood, fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. And the OSF Healthcare website has a bunch of healthy recipes. Just Google OSF Healthcare recipes. One of those meals you might be preparing could include an avocado. It's a trendy food, and for good reason. They're healthy, filling, and go in many foods. But watch out. OSF Emergency Department physician Dr. Dan Magdesh says each year, nearly 9,000 people go to the ED after cutting their hand in the kitchen. He says as the avocado ripens, it becomes softer and people misjudge how to cut. The doctor says never cut an avocado while holding it. Instead, put it on a cutting board.
Take a knife and cut slowly. When you cut into the avocado and you hit that seed with your knife, stop. Put the knife down, pick up the avocado, then twist the avocado with your hand and then pull it apart. It's relatively easy to do. Next, take your thumb and middle finger and use your index finger behind that avocado and then just pop the seed out. When the seed comes out, now you're ready to work. Take a spoon and then just scrape out that inside goodness. And now your avocado is ready to enjoy.
And if you do slice your hand,
so use a clean paper towel or gauze and just apply direct pressure directly over your bleeding wound for 20 minutes without looking.
If bleeding does not stop, call 911. Well, for cancer patients, chemotherapy often means loss of hair and loss of confidence. Luckily, there's a new tool at OSF cancer centers across Illinois that can help. It's called scalp cooling. It's a cap that brings the person's temperature to 65 degrees and lessens the amount of chemo absorbed by hair follicles. You should talk to your oncologist about whether scalp cooling is right for you and how it aligns with your insurance. And we remind you that cancer care at OSF includes the Hegeler Cancer Center right here in Danville. We'll learn more about the folks there and the services offered on the program next week. For now, though, that's healthcare news you can use for this week. I'm Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare. For more, visit osfhealthcare.org.